anniversary. This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Sup?
Hello.
Hey, how are you going,
Good,
Sam?
How are you?
Yeah.
Today we're looking at something very special.
Yep.
It's called The Specials by The Specials. Thank you. Yes.
Are you wearing your two-tone? You got your two-tone on?
I don't, unfortunately, no.
Yeah, I'm wearing too many colours to be two-tone.
So, 40 years old, this particular album, the debut album by The Specials. So they formed in a city called Coventry in 1977. And after a few initial lineup changes, they settled on a classic lineup. It's a massive band, a nine-piece band. So you had Terry Hall and Neville Staple on vocals, Linville Golding and Roddy Radiation on guitar,
cool.
Horace Panter on bass, Jerry Dammers on keys, John Bradbury on drums, and Duck Cuthell and Rico Rodriguez on horns. So it's a very, very massive collective. And it's interesting, they were a multi-race band. And they were part of the inspiration of forming the Specials was the local activism that was going on at the time against racism. There was a campaign called Rock Against Racism in the music community. And part of the reason for forming the Specials was the integration of black and white people in bands, black and white musicians coming together. Two of the members, Linville Golding and Neville Staples, were Jamaican born. And it was no coincidence that at the time there was a massive, starting I guess in the 50s, a massive influx of Caribbean immigrants into the UK in the 1960s and 50s. And a lot of the music from the Caribbean came with those immigrants to Britain. So obviously reggae, ska, dub, rock steady.
An injection of full-blown music.
Exactly, yes.
Happened.
It was a melting pot. And this leads me to this. What The Specials is all about and the style of The Specials, because their musical evolution, they were part of this new movement of ska music, and in the UK it became known as two-tone, and two-tone was a fusing together of Jamaican ska music with British punk and new wave.
Hard
and
out.
The name, it comes from this record label that was set up at the time, Two-Tone Records, which was founded actually by The Specials' own Jerry Dammers. He set up the record label and The Specials were signed to this label, as were other bands like Madness and The Beat, all very famous bands, all part of this movement and the culture around the ska revival. And the two-tone was very much centered around, I guess, different subcultures as well. So you had mod revivalists were getting into that, Rude Boys or Rudies as they were called.
Yes.
And also skinheads, not the racist kind of skinhead, just saying.
It was a bit confusing.
It was. The original skinhead movement was not a racist movement, basically.
But then the racists came along and ruined it.
They did, yes.
Just like all the nice things that we have.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, thanks,
but we won't
guys.
Talk about them. Yeah. So the album, it was a couple of years after forming and with the record label launching that they recorded this album, the debut album. It was actually produced by Elvis Costello as well.
And, oh, wow.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It was very much anchored in the ska revivalist sound, lots of 60s Jamaican ska influences, but obviously they also incorporated these punk and new wave elements, so it's very energetic. There's lots of punk sensibilities going on. Obviously, thematically, it addresses issues of race and racism and that kind of thing. And so let's, without further ado, let's play some music.
Yes.
The first song we're going to play, it was the first single the band ever released. It's called Gangsters. It reached number 6 on the UK charts, and it was the first hit for the band and for the label. It wasn't released originally on the UK version of the album, but we were lucky because in New Zealand it was released on the version of the album and in Australia as well.
Yeah. So in a way, like back in the day, we were never really ahead in certain things like fashion and music, but in this way we kind of were.
Yeah, we got the single printed on the record, and the UK, they didn't. So there you go.
Single origin, Colombia,
no.
Quindio, Milagro,
okay.
Supremo, Washington.
Give me a second.
Por favor.
That is a lie, and is no, we're not doing that. We're going to get rid of that. Sorry guys, I didn't line it up properly, did I? This is the song.
There you go.
Set
was awesome. I'm so surprised that the UK didn't have that track, because I remember listening to that quite a lot.
Yeah, it's back in the day when they used to print different albums for different markets.
Do you think there was like a form of censorship on their part?
Maybe, I don't know. I think it was more commercial reasons. We'll put a big hit on the international albums and try and get more sales.
So it was like a strategy.
Yeah, I reckon that's how it was done.
Okay, I see.
Yeah, different sensibilities for different people. All right, well, the next track we're going to play is a cover, actually, of a Rocksteady song by this man called Dandy Livingston. He's a Jamaican musician. And this is called A Message to You, Rudy. It's a very famous song. It's been covered by a lot of people. It's a bit of a classic Rocksteady song. And this was the second single released from the band. And this also was a top 10 hit for them. So that's 2 out of 2 top 10 hits.
You may or may not know anything about this, but do you know anything about Rudy and this message to Rudy and why people have covered this song so much?
I don't actually know.
Yeah. I mean,
who's Rudy?
It would be a cool thing to text in about if you know anything about Rudy. And this message to Rudy and why people have covered it so much over the years. Mm. Text in 5395. I mean, it's just a good tune. So we got some replies.
This is fantastic.
This is fantastic.
You are good sorts, you listeners, you.
Yeah, you are smarts and you are cool. But it totally makes sense that Rudy is short for rude boys and is literally saying, hey, you boys, stop messing around.
You rude boy, you.
You messing around all up in the towns.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that's just brilliant. We're going to cut to a break and come back.
Okay, cool stuff.
Yeah, with more of the specials for anniversary albums of Sam Smith.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary. I'm so sorry, Sam. Okay.